Together we remember the original custodians of this land, the Wadawurrung. We acknowledge the elders, past, present and emerging, and ask for God's grace to join with them being good stewards of this land, its waters and diverse communities. Now we've got a few wee notices. First thing, we're still in COVID time, so in order for us to feel safe and keep others safe, we need to wear a mask at all times, while outside and inside, including during singing. We must distance 1.5 from those meters from those not in our household while seated and while chatting before, after the service and during morning tea. Food and utensils are not to be shared at morning tea. Thank you for adhering to these restrictions and keeping each other safe. Now, morning tea will be served this morning. Please be seated after receiving your morning tea before returning, putting your mask back on. Congregational meeting after this church, and Bev brought some lemons, and it's in a blue and white bag at the back of the church, so please help yourself.
Between now and the call to worship.
Okay.
Salt of the earth. Gather for drink the wine of compassion. Give us to eat the bread that is you. Nourish us well and teach us to fashion lives that are holy and hearts that are true. Not in the dark of buildings confining, not in some heaven light years away, but here in this space the new light is shining. Now is the kingdom, now is the day. Gather us in and hold us forever. Gather us in and make us your own. Gather us in, all peoples together, fire of love in our flesh and our bones.
God of our hopes and dreams, we are empty and long to be filled. We are hungry and long to be fed. We are lost and long to be found. Gather us into your love. Just as Jesus gathered up the fragments of the 5 loaves and 2 fish that remained after the feeding of the 5,000, call us anew to eat our fill and to find our true nourishment in Jesus, the bread of life. Amen. We're now going to sing Take This Moment.
Take this moment, sign and space. Take my friends around. Here among us, make the place where your love is found. Take the time to call my name. Time to mend who am I and what I've been, all I've failed to tend. Take the tiredness of my days, take my past
Take this moment, time and place, our Lord and our God. Take our friends, our family around us and bless us, we pray, in this time that we spend together. Move in our hearts and minds so that we can see and understand your presence with us in this moment, this time, this place. And shape us and form us, Lord, we ask, so that we can be carriers of your presence into our homes, our work, our schools, our play, our volunteering, our words, our actions, our attitudes, our responses to the world around us. Bless us, we ask, so that we might be your blessing. And forgive us, we pray, for when we have not been your blessing. Forgive us so that we might be carriers of your forgiveness. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. My friends, at the heart of the gospel is this, that if we take our sins to God and confess them, God, who is always faithful and just, will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so I say to you, our sins are forgiven. And we say, thanks be to God.
If you were a part of the Zoom church last week, you would have heard how in John's Gospel, he describes Jesus feeding the crowds and how after he had performed the sign, as John describes it, Jesus sends everyone away. The disciples leave in a boat, and when the early hours of the morning, Jesus comes to them walking on the water. And when they cry out in fear, he calls out to them. He says the words of Moses, "Do not be afraid, I am." And the waves and the winds ceased. And the story now continues in John's Gospel, chapter 6. The next day, the crowds that had stayed on the other side of the lake saw that there had been only one boat there. They also saw that Jesus had not got into the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to the Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered him, "Very truly I say to you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we might see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Let's sing our next hymn, which is "Come As You Are."
Come as you are, that's how I want you. Come as you are, feel quite at home. Close to my heart, loved and forgiven. Come as you are, why stand alone? Sets no limits, no need to fear, love never ends. Don't run away, shamed and disheartened. Rest in my love, trust me again. I came to call sinners, not just the righteous. I came to bring peace, not to condemn. Each time you fail to live by my promise, why do you think I'd love you the less? Thank you. Come as you are, trust me again. Nothing can change the love that I bear you. All will be well, just come as you
are. Peace of the Lord be with you. Oh, it's an interesting set of readings we're going through at the moment, isn't it? What does Jesus say to them, these people? He says, you came out after me, not because you saw the sign, but because your bellies were filled. And it sort of occurred to me when I was thinking about that, how often people come out after God because they want something particular to happen that suits them. And of course, anything we want is always contained to a time and a place around one person, isn't it? Or a few people that we're close to. I wonder if you've ever imagined yourself back there. You ever done that? Gone into a reading and just sat there with it and thought, oh, I imagined myself here in this reading and just visualised it and pictured it and tried to imagine what it was like when Jesus was there doing those things. Now, all that crowd who were out there following Jesus, hunting around for him, crossing over the lake looking for him, they weren't all bad people. They were good people, a lot of them. They were looking for God. They were trying to do the godly thing. They were trying to be devout, godly people. And they missed the sign that was in front of them. And I thought, oh gosh, I wonder how often I miss the signs. I wonder how often I'm looking for what I want God to do rather than seeing the signs of what God's actually doing. Because if it was possible for them to miss it when the I Am is standing the right there smack in front of them, how easy is it for you and me to miss the signs of the presence of God? I was thinking about the passage and it occurred to me that one of the reasons they missed the sign was, of course, well, this isn't a bad thing, but they were full of their history. They recited it, didn't they, at the Sabbath? They recited it at the great festivals of the Jewish calendar. They recited how God had brought their ancestors out from Egypt and had led them out into the wilderness and had fed them with manna and made water come out of the rock. They were full of that. And I think in their heads, out of their heritage, out of their experiences, out of that feeling of being part of an oppressed people with a much more powerful, huge presence dominating everything. You know the type of insularity that comes out of that when you're afraid, don't you? You've seen it happen, I'm sure. And they were clinging back to old things and they were looking for a specific thing to happen. They had prescribed in their heads and minds the sign that God was going to give them that suited their Sitzim Leben, is a German term that we learnt at theological college. It's the only thing I've remembered. So I thought I'd share it with you. And because they'd prescribed, they missed the sign that was right in front of them. I think we need to be very, very aware to be looking for the signs of the presence of God. Just think for a moment, When did you last see a sign of the presence of God? God's there all the time, all around us, right here now, a part of us, all around us, with us. What are the signs of the presence of God? Don't say Bruce. That would really diminish God. But it's true. God's here. God's with you when you walk out the door and go, God's with us in our church meeting in a little while when we're going to be given this long-awaited name. And do a couple of other little things like choose the people who are going to be our church council. But what are the signs of the presence of God that you see in each other? Do you know, every time Jesus does a sign in the Gospel of John, John never talks about mighty works like the other Gospels do. He always talks about signs. And every time Jesus does a sign, he's responding out of compassion. So when you see compassion at work, you can guess that this might well be a place where a sign of the presence of God is. In Galatians, Paul says that you can easily see the signs of God's Spirit. He says, you know, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those sort of things tell us that God's present. They tell us if God's present in our hearts. And we need to watch out when we're speaking. And we don't have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control kicking around in our hearts when we're speaking, because it's quite possible that the Spirit of God isn't there. And when we do hear it and see it, then we know God's with us. And sometimes God can be with us in the most terrible circumstances. We expect God to provide bread, to fix things, to make things right. But that isn't usually a sign of the presence of God in some huge changing of circumstances. The sign of the presence of God is a lot more subtle, but it's always there. And it might be that you're the person who's required to be the sign of the presence of God in one of those difficult, awkward, stressful moments. Or you might meet the sign of the presence of God coming right back at you. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. And of course, that's that great term, the eimē, I am, ego eimē, I am. Present with you now, and you're looking for a sign still. Okay. Very interesting. A few years ago, I was over in England. Some of you know that. I never stop rattling on about it, do I? But a new mosque opened up in Cambridge, and they were wanting to try and make connections with the people in the community. So they sent out invitations to all the churches and said, come and see our new mosque, come along and at the end of Ramadan and we will treat you to a meal. And about, how many of us was there, Sean? About a dozen of us, wasn't there? Went from the Sawston United, Sawston Free Church, as we called it. And we went along there. And we started talking to these Muslims. They did their prayers and then they all sat down for a meal and there's kids all over the place. What was lovely to see was the blokes picking up the kids and looking after them. It sort of blew away some of my preconceptions about how Muslims respond. And I got talking to one of the folk there and I said to him, tell me what Ramadan, you know, that month where they fast and pray. What does Ramadan mean? He said, to a lot of Muslims, Ramadan is a time when they go hungry. You get the point, don't you? So, the Lord be with you. The Lord be with me. Thank you. Thanks, John. Is with you. Is with me. Look for the signs. Don't let God slip past without saying g'day. Now, the sign of the presence of God is compassion. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Sian's going to lead us in prayers for our world, which God loves. Thanks, Sian.
Let's pray. Loving God, you are our creator and sustainer. When you open your hand, you satisfy the hungry and thirsty of every living thing. And so we look to you whenever we are in need, trusting your love and your abundant goodness. As you once fed the hungry crowd with 5 loaves and 2 small fish, we ask that you would again fill those who are empty this day. Pour out your spirit on all who hunger and thirst. We pray for those who are physically hungry, whose stomachs are empty. We think of those people around the world who are facing critical food shortages, who are suffering the effects of malnutrition, starvation, and the ravages of COVID and war, watching helplessly by as loved ones die. We pray for those who are emotionally empty, who are lonely and long for companionship and love, who are caught in the grip of depression, overwhelmed by grief. We pray for those who are spiritually empty, who are troubled but don't know where to turn, who long for purpose and meaning but don't know where to look, who need you but do not know you. God, we praise you for your abundant gifts in our lives. Pour out your spirit on us. Fill us with your compassion and love so that we can willingly share some of our abundance with those who have need. We pray in the name of Jesus, who came so that all of humanity might know the abundant life that comes from you. Let's say together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let's sing, From Heaven You Came.
From heaven you came, helpless babe. Entered our world, your glory veiled. Not to be served, but to serve. And give your life that we might live. This is our God, the servant King. He calls us now to follow Him, to bring our lives as a daily offering of worship to the servant King. With sorrow and how to serve. And in our lives enthrone Him, each other's needs to prefer. For it is Christ we're serving.
This is our God, our servant King. He calls us now to follow Him, to bring our lives as a daily offering of worship to the servant King.
This is our God, the servant King. He calls us now to follow Him, to bring our lives as a daily offering of worship to the servant King.
Well, look at all this stuff we've got down here. But it's not just stuff. It's a sign of the compassion of God and a sign of the presence of God. And we don't know who's going to receive it. We just hope that our compassion and the presence of God impacts on people's lives. Just before Christmas last year, I was in the car park at the supermarket and I found a $5 note. And being a Scot, I thought, my lucky day. So I picked it up and put it in my pocket. And I had to go to town, and I was in where Myers is and that, and you cross the road. And there was a guy, I'd walked past lots of people who were begging and wanting, you know, had their bowls out and whatnot. But this particular man, there's something about his face. I thought he had a kind face. And as I was walking across the road, I walked past him and I got up to go on the escalator. And then I turned around and I just saw him talking to people to buy his magazine. And I just walked back to him. So it was a bit of a trek back. And I said to him, I don't want the magazine, but this is for you. And put it in his hand, the $5 note. And he started to cry. Right there and then he started to cry. And he said, why? And I said, I'm a Christian, and left it at that. I don't know what impact that would have had on him, but I felt at the time it was the right thing to do, that somehow that $5 note that I'd found wasn't meant for me. So let's bring our offering prayer. Thank God for what we have. Merciful God, the gifts we bring are so small in comparison to the vast needs in our world, nowhere near enough to save the thousands of dying of starvation around the world, or even to meet the needs of the hungry and homeless in our city. Yet we have brought what we can. As you once multiplied the 5 loaves and 2 fish, multiply these gifts as well, so that once again, the hungry may receive all they need and more. Amen.
And as we come to the close of our service, we bless each other with a common blessing. Oh, we'll wait for that. Thanks, Graham.
Oh, sorry.
Shall we bless each other with a common blessing? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and evermore. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Now go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Amen.